Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition with tomorrow's news tonight right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming online. And we are heard on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And special thanks go out to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to everybody helping out and working on the coronavirus COVID-19 effort. Thank you for the job you're doing to keep us all free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and as well as all the oil roughnecks working out there all around the country, all around the world. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And Google us, the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll find us everywhere and anywhere. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to talk about oil for a second, because oil yesterday got another shot in the arm. It's up to $13.78 a barrel after being in negative territory for about 24 to 36 hours. That's West Texas crude. Brent crude jumped up, too, to $20.37 a barrel after being down below 20. And the price of gasoline went from 51 cents a gallon back up to 64 cents a gallon. People think that they're going to start driving more, that the gas is cheaper or something like that, and I still don't see it. I was out on the road. Well, I've been out on the road every day. Every day. And I see the traffic. It's either a few more cars or a few less cars. There's no in between.
Well, exactly. And one of the things, Captain, yes, you're right. The gas is cheap. People see that, but at the same time, they need to be able to basically have a lot of different places to go. Right now, they can go to the store, and yes, they could take a trip or they can drive around, basically. But we won't see that demand for gas until things are sort of getting ready to get, not, I don't want to say back to normal, but get businesses doing business again. And so until then, we're going to have that glut on the market.
Right, and the other thing is futures now 1 year out with oil is up to $15 a barrel for West Texas crude, and diesel remained at 73 cents a gallon. Now, the reason that's higher than gas, as I explained to you, is that the feds get their tax right off the top before it ever leaves the refinery. So they get their money in their hands, and that's the way it is. And even the trucks that are out there, diesel consumption is down. Some of the truck stops are closed, which is why pilots and Flying J's are doing very well right now, and they're encouraging the truckers to stop because they're open.
That's exactly right. They're open, and they've got everything that you need right there.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Well, you know, Captain, you mentioned about the futures and the price of oil and so forth. One of the other things that we're looking at is waiting for the jobless claims to come out, and I think those
will be
reported by Thursday, and that will...
We're what, up to 22 million unemployed?
Just about. That's right.
I'm going to predict it goes to about 25 million.
Yeah, I would say that's probably on track, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. But what it does is it points up again, you know, exactly what's happening.
Now, here we go again. This is another thing that's going on out there. The people that are filing for unemployment are not getting their money in an expeditious manner. They just aren't. There's, again, I got people telling me, saying, well, I got to wait, or this and the other, all that sort of stuff. And by the way, I got another message here from another listener. This is Craig, and Craig is chiming in. Craig's in Omaha, Nebraska. He says, Captain, I've been trying for 2 weeks to get on the IRS website to verify the payment they say I've got coming, and I can't get in the system. I know, Craig, you're not the only one.
Well, precisely. There's just no real excuse for that kind of thing, you know, and so we're going to have to, I think, get some pretty down and dirty stuff going here pretty soon. And President Trump, I think, probably needs to address this directly and in a national way. You can do that at the press conferences and make his displeasure known and try to get some heads rolling here to get this thing moving.
Now, let's get into something here interesting. Iran has been put on notice by President Trump. The U.S. Navy has been given orders to blow the Iranian gunboats right out of the water if they come close to our ships again. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the Iranian military satellite launch might have violated U.N. regulations and sanctions against them.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Well, again, the sanctions are there for a reason, and that is to continue to apply pressure to the Iranian government, to the mullahs.
Once you hear this, I'm watching a story here. There's a new drone technology they've got up there that claims to detect the sickness of coronavirus in people through data recognition from facial recognition. They can determine not only a person's temperature from a drone, but they also can determine whether or not they're sick and have coronavirus.
Wow. Well, that's...
I knew it was going there.
Yeah, well, of course. That's the idea.
They got the cameras. They got the little magic wands. Now they got a drone.
Precisely. So you'd be being watched just about all the time.
Big brother.
And that's right. And then
and nobody should be surprised. Nobody.
Nobody should be surprised. What if it makes a mistake? And suddenly you're being told what to do, or being taken away to make sure that you don't invest.
Well, one last little thing here while I'm thinking about it. China is rounding up the Hong Kong demonstrators that were out on the street demonstrating. They finally found out who a lot of those people are, and they're taking them off in groups of 15, 20, 25, 30.
It's unbelievable.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, yeah, we got a lot more to go. There's been a big old data breach that's made some of the world's largest health groups battling COVID-19. People are in there hacking in the computer system. I wonder what they're looking for. Info?
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Right, that's my buddy Wayne Allen Root, who on Friday is going to be leading the parade, the procession, if you will, the big protest in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's going to drive around the state capitol. And they are going to, just for 3 hours, Wayne's going to do his radio show from his car, which is easy to do. He's going to do his 3 to 6 p.m. afternoon radio show from there as they drive around, displaying their dissatisfaction with Las Vegas being shut down. And it is. There's not a single casino or hotel that's open for business, period. That's an eerie sight in Las Vegas, believe me. And, of course, here in Tampa, come Friday, you've got the reopen Florida movement going on there downtown. They're going to be driving circles around the Fox 13 studios at Kennedy down there by, let's see, is it by McDill? Well, down in there somewhere, Dale Mabry, McDill, I forgot. I think it's McDill. But anyway, that's what they're going to be doing, driving circles down there. They're going to start out on the West Shore Plaza and then go down Kennedy and then do what they're going to do. So there you go. All right, now back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got a report. We talked last hour about this bad weather that's down there. We've already had tornadoes touch down. Tell us where it's at.
That's right, Captain. Channel 12, KBMT, out of Beaumont, Texas, reporting that...
I-10.
And I-10, that's right. Large tornado left a path of destruction across southwest Texas. That would be Wednesday
Southeast Texas,
Wednesday night, including significant damage across Polk County. The tornadic supercell, labeled as extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service, as it intensified, moved 120 miles across the lakes area of southeast Texas, from just north of Huntsville, Onalaska, Seven Oaks, Combs-McNeil, and Jasper and Jamestown and Burkesville. Among the hardest hit areas is the lake community of Onalaska and Polk County. Governor Greg Abbott says he's monitoring the damage in Polk County as it unfolds.
By the way, we just got a message here off the sidebar from someone named, and I know I'm going to butcher this, Mahalia, I guess, M-I-H-A-E-L-A, and she is out there by you. She is in San Bernardino, California, listening to us in California, and she's saying, Captain, I heard you talk about Relief Factor. I've been taking that for the last 2 weeks. Thank you for telling me about it. I'm now out of pain. Been suffering for 30 years in pain. I no longer have any pain. Well, you're welcome, Mahalia, and I hope, or Mahalia, I hope I'm saying that right. But, you know, all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll find out what I know and what you know there, Mahalia, and thank you very much for the flowers. So, how about that, Kyle? And that came in totally unsolicited.
Well, that's really good to know, because that's something that really helps people right where they are when it comes to pain and having to endure that. And all of us know somebody who could benefit from something like Relief Factor.
All right. Well, let's go back to what I teased to begin with when we said we were going to come in here. We've had a massive data breach, which has hit the world's health groups, reporting groups, battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this is obviously somebody trying to get information about either what's going on medically or maybe to get names of patients, you think?
Yeah, it could very well be. Especially at a time like this, it seems a little coincidental.
Okay. Now, we'll have to wait, because that's a developing story, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know where that's going to go, but there'll be more about that today, I'm sure, with the Talking Head Networks. Also, our Mr. Navarro, I believe he's our trade rep or something like that, he said the Defense Production Act is being used, and it's expanding the production of all the different things that they need swiftly, and we now have an overabundance of supply in some things that the states were asking for.
Well, right, and the president himself has been addressing a lot of these kinds of issues in the daily press briefings, talking about the ventilators. We now have a lot of ventilators, and in some cases, we might end up exporting them.
Let me throw this in there. The next time de Blasio gets up there and goes, well, he's not helping us here in New York, and we're not getting this, we're not getting that. Are you kidding me? He sent you a hospital ship. He's got all these portable hospitals up there around there that you're not using. You got more beds than you know what to do with, and they took the people off the hospital ship, the medical ship, and stuck him in your hospitals, and he's not doing anything to help you? Give me a break.
Well, that's the talking point sort of party line thing coming from a politician. But I think the American people, they watch these briefings, they understand what's going on, and then they hear these other guys just droning on.
Yeah, my brothers and sisters up there in the fire service are telling me that they're running their, you know, what's off ragged, because people are calling in going, oh, I got the sniffles, I think I got the COVID, and that's what's going on. They're driving them nuts with these crazy calls where they shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you can call your doctor first and foremost.
And oh, by the way, when they call in and think they got the COVID, that goes down as a call, and they call that as they treat that as a, well, we had another case. That's what they're doing. That's what the politicians are doing, which is not true. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, GOP senators are saying currently that the PPP funds are not for the big banks and companies. In addition, Senator Mitch McConnell came out and said the GOP is not interested in bailing out states or bailing out cities. They got themselves in the position they're in. They can figure out how to get out.
Well, right, yeah. He basically said, you know, perhaps they should be able to declare bankruptcy ultimately. But exactly. Again, it goes back to the idea of how far, in other words, how much money can literally be printed. We understand it's a crisis. We understand it's unprecedented. All these factors. But at some point, that's right. I think Mitch McConnell will not be receptive to doing a whole lot more stimulus.
Yeah. Now, Tyson had another plant go down up in Iowa yesterday after a large virus outbreak was disclosed. Again, the Iowa National Guard has been dispatched to provide security and to assist in the cleanup, because they're going to have to. And then, of all things, Kyle, the Shark Tank, one of the guys on the Shark Tank, Damon John, you know who he is?
Yeah, I've seen him on the show, yeah.
He attempted to sell N95 protective masks to Florida at an exorbitant price way above the market value.
Well, right, and if that turns out to be the case, he could be in for a lot of trouble.
I hope so.
Yeah, from the
I hope so. Yep.
That not only the Florida district attorney, but even from the federal government as well.
Yeah, and AOC, the gift that keeps on giving, quote, we should say no to going back to a 70-hour work week. Well, first of all, the work week is 40. Anything above 40, for the most part, is time and a half. Most people work the extra 40, above 40, to get the time and a half, because let's say they're getting $10 an hour. They get another 5 to work that extra above the 40, right?
Right, right.
Let's say they're getting 15. Well, let's see. They get $22.50 an hour to work above 40, right?
Right.
So if they want to make double their salary and work 30 hours instead of 40 hours to get double what they're getting for the 40-hour week, then that's totally up to them.
It is. It's called freedom.
Yeah, thank you.
It's called freedom.
And just because she's not working 40 hours a week, right?
Well, precisely. Well, you know, Captain, you know, she said only in America does the president, when the president tweets about liberation, does he mean go back to work?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, wait a minute. Yeah. Maybe she doesn't understand, like, how America runs.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's mention some good stuff here. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has joined President Trump's advisory council to reopen the economy. And President Trump also signed the order suspending immigration to curb job competition so that the workers that were coming in here taking American workers' jobs, we can give it to the American workers first. A novel approach.
A novel approach, and certainly that's going to be a debated issue in the campaign, no doubt. But President Trump has the high ground on that, Captain.
Well, yeah. And by the way, there is a report of some food rationing going on in some of the big cities, especially the big northeastern cities. I don't know about California, but certain items are not available, and they're absolutely rationing certain, I wouldn't call them exorbitant items, but certain things that in certain cities people like to get, like the steaks and whatnot. Because now we're going to have a problem with these meat plants shutting down and the pork plants and some of that. There may be a shortage of, I don't know, bacon. Just saying.
That's true. And so people are going to be looking at that very closely when they go to the supermarket and try to gauge how things are going. And, of course, also they're euthanizing chickens because the demand of eggs is...
One farm got rid of 67,000 chickens.
That's just an unbelievable number. Yep. But here's the thing. Once everything starts reopening up, how do you ramp up to even just chicken egg-laying production like that? I mean, that's going to take time.
Yeah, and for the people that are wondering about the price of gas, I just got a question from one of our truckers out there. Diana, she and her husband are out there traveling across the West, and they're going across through Tucumcari, New Mexico, listening to us on iHeart. They just said, is diesel going to remain as cheap as it is in some of these states? Well, Diana, I believe it is for about 2 to 3 months. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Exactly.
Give people a chance to make a little money in the trucking business for a change. All righty, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and again, another fact-filled 90 minutes with him. You heard things in that last 90-minute segment that you will not hear at all, maybe 2 or 3 days from now, maybe never, but we try to get it out there as soon as we get it. There you go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Georgia, looking to reopen parts of the state's economy, has given the go-ahead for some non-essential businesses to reopen this week. President Trump said he disagreed strongly, and the top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said it's likely we'll have coronavirus again in the fall.
I am convinced of that because of the degree of transmissibility that has, the global nature. What happens with that will depend on how we're able to contain it when it occurs.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told conservative host Hugh Hewitt how he thinks state government should be able to deal with economic losses from the coronavirus pandemic.
I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route if to save some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and this is our military news segment, military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo should be around in the fourth hour, bottom of the hour, fourth hour, to talk about them. And keep in mind, National Aviation Academy, with their 2 locations, they're going to tell you all about what they do right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is planning on opening up again in May. They have been closed, of course, for the COVID-19 situation, and they've been in the process doing a little revamping themselves, cleaning the facilities, and making sure everything's right so that when they open up again, everything will be fine. Now, the other thing is they have 2 campuses to serve you. They have a campus in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. They have another one here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater across the bay. Now,
You can become an aviation maintenance tech, which I'm telling you is one of the most highest in demand jobs right now that you could find in America and around the world because of all these aircraft that have been parked. Every one of them that's been parked has to be serviced by an aviation maintenance tech. And there are not enough aviation maintenance techs to go around. They need maintenance techs now. And it's various different things that you can do to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. But where it all starts is by going to their website, naa.edu, naa.edu, or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the number, 800-659-2080. And see what you can do and how much you can make, because I'm going to tell you right now, a 40-hour week, just a basic 40-hour week, can bring you about $60,000 a year to start. Now, do you want to make more than that? Do you want to make a three-figure salary? It's possible if you apply yourself and use your God-given ability. And by the way, I guarantee if you go to work for a military contractor, go overseas, it's going to happen. Guarantee you. But that's all pretty much luck of the draw or by volunteering. That's how that happens. Now, all that being said, naa.edu, check out the website, 800-659-2080, the phone number, to schedule an appointment and tell them the captain sent you. Now, I reported in hour number one about hydroxychloroquine and the fact that the U.S. military has been using that on their coronavirus patients for about the last 3 months. And in every case so far where it's been used, it's worked successfully to end the symptoms in a matter of days, not weeks. That's the good thing. And again, Congress, when they finalized the second GI Bill fix for student veterans whose studies were upended by the coronavirus pandemic, they sent that package to the White House, which is going to be signed, I believe, Friday into law by the president. We'll see what happens. In addition, the Marine Commandant, less than 24 hours after the Marine Corps said there would be no Corps-wide suspension of the physical fitness test, the Marine Commandant, General Berger, announced the semi-annual fitness test for the current period has been canceled. Now, the coronavirus pandemic has also rattled Lockheed Martin's aeronautics business, with the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program facing the prospect of a slowdown in deliveries because of the fact that the plant either stopped to work or has been working on a skeleton staff. Now, do you remember back in January in Iraq at the Al Asad Air Base when we got hit with the ballistic missiles from Iran? A story's come out now from the commander of the 443rd Air Expeditionary Squadron, Lieutenant Colonel Stacy Coleman, who said that they only had an hour or two at the most with the warning they were going to get that they were under immediate attack, would be under immediate attack by Iranian missiles to prepare. The colonel said, "In the end, I said a prayer and asked God to guide my actions and protect my troops." Now, they did have about 100 that were injured with what they thought was TBI or TBI symptoms for traumatic brain injury from the concussion to having the explosions going off around you and literally blowing you off your feet and whatnot. They did have all of that. So that's what's transpiring right now. And special shout out to Cindy. Don't know where she's from. She just shouted in there. Let's see if I can figure this out here real quick, because we got these are military people. She's trying to say hello to somebody. Let me see the rest of the message here. Special shout out to my nephew, Phil, who's overseas in Kuwait right now. Okay, well, okay, Cindy. So I'm sure that Phil, we don't mention last names on the show here, so don't worry about that. By the way, the Navy has extended isolation for the USS Theodore Roosevelt sailors. They're going to delay the ship departure. They're delaying plans to begin moving sailors back on board the aircraft carrier of the Theodore Roosevelt. Sailors are continuing to test positive for the coronavirus after being in isolation. So they can't get the crew back on the ship until everybody's healthy again, for the most part. And right now they're cleaning down the ship and doing this and doing that. The captain of the ship, Captain Crozier, still may get, even though he was relieved of command, he still may get command back. We'll see. We'll see. And a move right now, U.S. warships moving into the South China Sea, which is definitely a hot spot, is escalating some tensions between the U.S. and China. The war of words that's been going on between the United States and China over the coronavirus pandemic intensifying as we move more of our warships into the South China Sea. By the way, China has their big carrier operating there as well. So we might just be playing follow the leader or whatnot. Also, as the Defense Department's COVID-19 cases continue to rise, so too have the number of service members making a recovery. 1,000 troops have made a full and complete recovery, and a vast majority of those were given hydroxychloroquine. How about that? Now, of the roughly 27,000 people who responded to the Army's call for volunteers during the coronavirus pandemic, less than 6,000 came from the medical backgrounds that the service needed, and only about 400 former medical personnel have been brought back, have been recalled to the military because of their specialty MOSs. Only about 400 out of the 6,000 that volunteered. So that's where we're at with all of that right now. And on the heels of separate allegations from Amnesty International and an Al-Shabaab linked news outlet that U.S. military airstrikes caused the deaths of civilians in Somalia, officials with the U.S. Africa Command is going to launch a new report to be released quarterly, tracking allegations of civilian casualties and the investigations that follow. First of all, what they tried to say, Al-Shabaab and Amnesty International, was not true the last time around. Absolutely, positively was not true. No one should be surprised when you're dealing with terrorist-related groups. And, oh, by the way, the president ordered the Navy to destroy the Iranian gunboats when they get close to our ships. So Iran's been put on notice. Let's see what happens. I can't wait to see if that is indeed the case. Iran might learn a lesson, might not. We'll see. Depends on how many of the suicide boaters they want gone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, now it's time for our Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Here we go.
Forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. Them big wheels of rubber, gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Closest to you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And yeah, they are open for business and ready to go. You need a shower? You need to do your laundry? You need some food? You need a place to hang out? There you go.
Pilot or Flying J. Stop by, check them out. Largest truck stop chain in the country. All right, and a special shout out to Tommy, who said that he's on his way to Ocala to deliver, I believe he's delivering feed. And he said his wife was on SSI and there's no stimulus check for her either. Yep, okay. That's what I've been hearing, my friend. Unfortunately, that's what I've been hearing from a lot of people. We had a few people call in and say they got it. Well, lucky them. Matter of fact, the qualification, what I was telling you, is the first people that had their income tax returns done for 2019, they were the first ones to get it. And then they're doing the 2018 returns, and then they're working off whoever's got their information in there, Social Security and whatnot. So they'll probably be the last ones to get it. But anyway, it is what it is. And I keep getting comments here in the chat room from people that aren't seeing their check. They don't know what's going on. Well, here we go. The storms that moved through southeastern Texas, a little bit north of Beaumont, north of I-10 in Texas, along the state line there, have now resulted in the deaths of five people. Very tragic. And it's also when the worst time for a tornado to hit is in the nighttime. You can't see it. You can't see it. And that's happened. Now, the tornado watches and warnings have moved over into Louisiana. The big hot area right now is along I-20 on the Louisiana-Mississippi line across most of Mississippi, pretty much I-20, and then south of there going around through Jackson and whatnot. You've got tornado watches, tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, flood watches and warnings. All the way up through the rest of north out of I-20, all the way up to the Tennessee line, and over across halfway into Alabama right now. Pretty much going to be taking a course towards I-20. Looks like it's going to hit Birmingham a little bit later in the morning, and then it's moving to the east. Georgia, you should see it. We do have some watches and warnings down along I-10 over into Mississippi. That should continue as it moves across. We'll see. There is some wind and some unsettled weather conditions right now in the eastern part of Arkansas, and most of Alabama right now is under some sort of watch or warning. You've got some fog, serious fog, which is over in the San Antonio, Austin area. You've also got some windy conditions and unsettled weather conditions today. Could be some storms developing. New Mexico and western Texas, El Paso down to the Mexican border. That's been going on for the past couple days. It is snowing tonight in Colorado, up by 25 west of Denver, going up over the top of the rocks, and going up into Wyoming, up I-25. You've got some snow tonight between Laramie and Cheyenne, up on top of the monument where Abraham Lincoln's statue is up there. You got some windy conditions in the western part of Wyoming, the southeastern part of Idaho, some rain in central Idaho, some rain in near Medford, Oregon, and in the northern part of California. Some very hot, dry conditions. Temperatures approaching 100 degrees in the high desert today in California. Out there in the valleys, Ontario, California, San Bernardino, temperatures 95 to 98. And right now there's some unsettled weather conditions on the east side of Florida, over between, let's see here, Daytona on down to Lake Okeechobee. Could be some weather in that, maybe coming across, could be some light showers, but right now it's windy in that area. And up along the eastern seaboard, from about South Carolina all the way now to Cape Cod, you've got some windy conditions, some rip tides up in there too, as the system that's been going up through there is pulling off into the ocean right now. Now, there will be a few strong tornadoes today possible across the southeast. So please be on your toes, and please pay attention to the weather radio. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J. Pilot and Flying J is your largest truck stop chain in the country. Over 400 truck stops across the country. Nobody's close. And they're open for business. Need a shower? Got you covered. Need to do your laundry? Got you covered. Need food? Got you covered. The ones where they have the shops, oil changes and tires and this, that, and the other, they're open, ready for business. The ones where they have the truck washes, they're open and ready to do business. No problem there. So there you go. And also, don't forget, if you can't dine inside in some of these places, they've got outside seating where they've set up tables and umbrellas and all that sort of stuff in many locations. And others, they just have the tables they moved outside. But it's not a bad day if the weather's fine. There's nothing wrong with sitting outside having something to eat. I've been doing it a lot. I've been going to places where they got tables outside and they're scattered for your social distancing and all that stuff. And guess what? Food's just as good as it was when it was inside. Might be a little warmer in some cases, but so what? Sun never hurt anybody. And oh, by the way, it just helps you get rid of the coronavirus, the COVID-19. And out there in California, I don't want to hear anybody complaining about the warm weather, because guess what? It's going to do you a favor. It's going to kill some of those germs you got out there in the air and whatnot. That's what the warm weather does. So think about that for a minute. But anyway, check out your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And always remember to tell him the captain sent you, because on the third watch, you go in there, you're going to get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. Thanks to them by telling them you heard on the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. We got some breaking news coming out of southeastern Texas. There were some bad tornado watches and warnings in the area, and over near Beaumont, Texas, just north of Beaumont, we've had a pretty bad path of destruction there. At least five people killed in one of the tornadoes that touched down.
Yeah, we've got, I think, parts of Louisiana, too.
Over into Mississippi as well. Yep.
And, I think even Oklahoma. So there's piles of them.
Moving east, looks like it's going to follow pretty much I-20. That's where the worst is going to be at the moment. I-40 could see some. And way out west in Texas, New Mexico, there's another system that's out there. Then that's kind of where all this stuff's been starting, and then moving to the east. But this will move further east during the day. And just be careful, you guys and gals that are out there tonight. Just be careful. When you see all that lightning and whatnot, you can't see the tornadoes. That's the problem.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I've been in that weather at night before. I remember just for the heck of it, I heard about a tornado warning and a tornado approaching the interstate. I was up in Tennessee, somewhere around Jackson, Tennessee, and I pulled underneath an underpass, which they always said is not necessarily the best thing to do, but up ahead of me, with all the lightning and everything that was going on and watching the Transformers blow, a tornado came across the highway, and it was one of those situations that if you would continue to drive, who knows where you would have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful, and you got to use your head. Now, I'm going to tease something here. A lot of things going on. We've got the president telling the Navy, which we'll get into a complete discussion about when we come back, telling the Navy that, hey, these Iranian gunboats show up again, they start buzzing you, blow them out of the water. You're being quiet. I'm all for it. All right. Never mind. I'm going to put you on hold because the computer's going to cut you off. I'm all for it. About time we told Iran to take it and shove it. And if they want to come sailing around and getting within 25, well, they'll never happen again. They'll never get within 25 or 30 feet of a boat again. Never. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.